And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Welcome him as always, and like to hear what's going on in the community. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open if you have your own questions about things maybe that you see going on in town. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And you got your coming soon or opening soon or ones that have just now opened. I'll let you go through some of those. People always love to hear that, Lyle.
I know. So we give people a little warning so they can pull over to the side of the road, because I always have a couple of people that say, when you come on, Lyle, I pull over to the side of the road so I can write things down. So I said, so let's not have any accidents out there today. So, yeah, Kathy, we start with, as we always do, with some things that are opening or just open since the last time we were in here. And in fact, some of these we've done ribbon cuttings for. In fact, just earlier this week, we opened, did a ribbon cutting for Ironclad MHK, which is at 407 Points Avenue. And then also, I think most people know that the Strecker Nelson West Gallery, the West family, now owns Strecker Nelson. The Nelsons have retired, although still living in Manhattan. But they've passed it on, the gallery, to a great family that's going to continue to provide wonderful art in our community. And, of course, Strecker Nelson West Gallery, as it's now called, is at 406 and a half Points Avenue. Fence Line Fabrics opened at 1431 Points Avenue. And Serenity Salon opened at 8200 South Port Drive, Suite 107. So those are some of the things that officially have opened since we last talked about this a few days ago, or a month ago. Some of the things that are opening soon, and some of these are businesses that are already in existence in our community, but they've done some alterations. So the Fairfield Inn, which has been in Manhattan for a number of years at 300 Colorado Street, is working on some major tenant alterations in their facility. Quartz Countertops in West Loop they may even be already open, but we knew that they were going to be opening very, very soon. On the west side of Manhattan, there are two businesses that are together that will be opening any day now. Bank of the Flint Hills is putting in its second location in Manhattan on the west side of town, in the Grand Mere area, and at 2005 Clock Tower Place. Bank of the Flint Hills will have a branch facility. And as part of that building, they're also bringing a new concept. They're bringing a business from Wamego also over into their building called Paramore Coffee. And so it's a coffee shop that is going to be located in the same building as Bank of the Flint Hills, but it's a separate business, and so people can stop in and have a cup of coffee either inside, or they're going to have some outside opportunities too. So again, that'll be in the same building at 2005 Clock Tower Place and should be opening very, very soon. K-State Federal Credit Union is scheduled to open on May of 2017 at 601 McCall Road. This is actually their third location in Manhattan. And so they are, this is going to be their main headquarter building. And it's, I think, a two or three story building, as I recall. And it's almost done. So they hope to be officially in there by May of 2017. And then Caldwell Banker Realty Group 1 has been doing some tenant alterations in their building at 2630 Claflin Road. And let's see if I got everybody on that list. I think I do. So then things that are opening later that are down the road, the opening soon usually is in the next 30 to 45 days that we just went through. But opening a little bit later is Acme Print, and they're going to be in 622 North Manhattan Avenue. And AJ's Pizza is going to be at 1119 Morrow Street. Orange Sky Yoga is a relocation, and they're moving to 1207 Morrow Street. And then a Clubhouse Realty Staging Company is going to be going into 1212 Bluemont Avenue. And Johnny Caw's Yard Bar is going to be going into 1213 Morrow Street. And let's see. And of course, and you may have information, Kathy, that you've been passing on. Of course, back a few months ago before the fire at the Dusty Bookshelf, they were doing some significant alterations inside that building. And then, unfortunately, the fire. And so I know the owners of the building and the Dusty Bookshelf and the city of Manhattan are all working together. And I don't have a late update on that, so I don't know whether you do on what the progress. I know I do remember that, and I think you reported that one of the things they need to determine is whether the exterior walls of the Dusty Bookshelf were stable enough to be able to be reused, or whether they had to be taken down. And I know they brought in an expert to examine that, and I think he indicated, or she, I don't know, the engineer, but indicated anyway, the engineering firm, that those walls, if they wanted to, could remain. And so, but other beyond that, I don't know what the future plans are. So we hope that can come back. I know a lot of people like to see the Dusty Bookshelf back. In other areas, we have an outpatient clinic in the downtown. Via Christi it has taken over the old Ray's Apple Market location in the downtown at 222 North 6th Street. And there's a complete exterior and interior renovation going on of that building. And my understanding is Via Christi, it's going to be an outpatient clinic, but they're going to have a number of services at that location. And I don't have a date when that'll open. And again, I know you have the hospital folks on quite a bit.
Yeah. A month or so ago, but so, yeah, it's been a little while.
So maybe some updates coming with that. Hayden Orthodontics is going to be moving to 514 Humboldt Avenue. That is a relocation for them. And then we have John Harper with American Family is going to be relocating to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. Beyond Thai Restaurant is in the process of moving in to the Taco Casa location at 1709 Fort Riley Boulevard. Howie's Recycling at 625 South 10th Street is doing some office alterations at their current facility. And then again, something that the City Commission approved several months ago and is in the process. They applied for a grant through the CDBG to build a Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center, and that is going to go in at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. Construction will begin in 2018, but that'll be a significant new indoor recreation facility. And of course, Kathy, you've been talking with the city folks as they, city commission and city manager and parks folks, as they're going to be presenting to the voters sometime, I think this fall, with an election to talk about funding some more recreation facilities in our community.
Came up again at the school board meeting last night,
yeah,
too.
So a lot of discussion in our community. That's outside of this Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center, because, again, the city got a grant for that. So they're moving forward with that. Moving out on the west side of Manhattan, there is a new building under construction. And that will have a Joint Fit Chiropractic, and that'll be at 2004 Clock Tower Place. That's going to be a relocation from Candlewood. There's several other buildings that they haven't announced out in the in that Grand Mere area and on Vanesta Drive, that some buildings are going up or will be, but they haven't announced any tenants, or at least that they're willing to make public at this time. And, of course, while we're out on that side of town, there's Hartford Hill Housing Development, which was approved probably over a year ago to build 500 to 600 single-family homes out in the northwest part of Grand Mere. So a lot of construction activity all around our community, especially with just a lot of residential construction going on. On Highway 24, Widget's Family Entertainment Center is, I think they're trying to get open by this summer, but that building is under construction just off of Highway 24 at 8-8232 Southport Drive. Fox Home Innovations LLC is going to be moving to a new location at XL Road and Highway 24. Academy Sports and Outdoors is going to be opening relatively soon, although we don't have a date. They're at 401 East Points Avenue. An Academy of Sports and Outdoors went into the former Kmart location, And that building, the Kmart building, was torn down. And Academy Sports and Outdoors has got a new building there. And we also understand that in that same area that eventually Home Goods, which is another store, a national chain, will open in that same area next to Academy Sports and Outdoors at 401 East Points Avenue. Again, that's the former Kmart location. And just approved by the City Commission just a couple of weeks ago is that there's a new daycare facility that is going out on 8200 Southport Drive, a creche at Heritage Square. A creche has a facility on the west side of Manhattan out by Grand Mere. So this will be a second location for them. And they intend to be open by late summer of 2017. That's going out into the Heritage Square area. And this is probably a good place to take a break.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is about 9:17. I know we still have quite a few to go through, but do appreciate Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today talking about some of the coming soon businesses in town. 537-1350 if you have your own questions or comments. And again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Your KMAN morning show has been brought to you by your